The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. And we're continuing with our Satipatthana series, the practice of mindfulness. And mindfulness gets pretty... this is a very simple capacity for being aware. It becomes pretty revolutionary after a while. And one way to maybe mention this is to look at the way the Buddha referred to himself. People sometimes called him Gautama. Sometimes they called him, very common, they called him the Bhagavan, the Blessed One. Sometimes it's translated into the Lord in some translations. But when he talked about himself, he most commonly referred to himself as the Tathagata. T-A-T-H, long A, G-A-T-A. And it's a kind of enigmatic title for someone. It seems to have been a title used in India before the Buddha. There's many ways of describing what it means, that word. The most commonly one is to say it means the one who is thus gone or thus come. It can also mean the one who is thus, the one who is such. So imagine that you go to see someone and you ask someone, who are you? And the person says, I am thus, I am such. The person doesn't highlight any particular characteristics of who they are. They don't define themselves in any of the usual way you think one would be defined. Just say, I'm like this. So what you kind of like what you see is what you get. But maybe, you know, just... so the suchness, that just thus. And so when we, often in our lives, we are defining ourselves by different characteristics, different ideas, different values that we have. I am this, I am that. And when the Buddha said, I am such, I am thus, he was not defining himself by any particular thing. So this is one of the revolutionary aspects of mindfulness. Is it possible to sit and be present for the details of experience, but in no way define ourselves by them, no way judge ourselves by them, or no way build up a self around it, to simply be thus, be such. Each thing is allowed to be its own suchness, each thing is allowed to be its own experience, the in-breath, the in-breath, the out-breath, the out-breath, itch, an itch, a sound, an emotion, just the emotion, a thought, just a thought. And so we will just sit here today, and maybe this idea of sitting in your suchness, just as you are, your thusness, just as you are, without needing to define anything about yourself or judge anything or be anything, except being present for the details of experience that arise. So, assuming a meditation posture that allows you to be alert and relaxed, and to gently lower your gaze, maybe to 45 degrees, with your eyes open, let your eyes gaze at nothing in particular, loose focus, letting your eyes be cool and relaxed. And then if you'd like, you can gently close your eyes. Letting yourself take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Maybe in a gentle rhythm of breathing in 3/4 full breaths. As if you're gently swinging on a swing. Safely, relaxedly, enjoyingly. Breathing in, breathing out. And letting your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, relaxing the muscles of your face, softening the face, letting the face be the face without needing to identify with it or make a self out of it, without defining yourself by the face. Softening the shoulders. Maybe feeling the tension in your shoulders, relaxing. And if there is tension in the shoulders, let it just be in a relaxed way without it is saying anything about yourself. The suchness of shoulders being tense. And as you exhale, softening your belly. As you exhale, softening your whole body. Relaxing into your body. And feeling this body without making it a self, without defining yourself by it. Without identifying who you are or judging who you are. Just the body from the inside out, feeling the suchness of the body. And then centering yourself on your breathing. Maybe as if there are gentle waves on a wide, long ocean. You're gently floating on the rising and falling of breathing, or a gentle wind that comes and goes. Letting go of thoughts as you exhale. Maybe at the very end of the exhale for a moment. Aware of your experience when there is no thinking. Even just for a moment. Beyond your thoughts, what is the experience? As the inhale begins, allow it, the suchness of the inhale. An inhale that exists whatever way it exists, without defining yourself by it or relating it to your idea of self and your idea of the doer. Just the inhale, the suchness of the inhale. As you're breathing, if you become aware of any feelings of pleasant or unpleasant, let it just be in the suchness of pleasantness, the suchness of unpleasantness, without defining yourself by it or relating it to yourself, what it means about you. Your preferences. Let the pleasant and unpleasant just be there in the suchness, in the simplicity of each thing by itself. Whatever emotions you're feeling, mood or state you're in, can you let that be in the suchness of the feeling without appropriating it to self, relating it to self, without it having any definition or connection to any idea of self, yourself, just the emotion existing by itself. Maybe you're breathing through it, breathing with it. Not doing anything with it, just allowing it to be there as you breathe, mindfully. And whatever you're thinking, to leave it alone, the simplicity of a thought, without it having any role in how you define yourself, characterize yourself, without any role of judging yourself. Even in the evaluation of yourself as a meditator, that you should or shouldn't be thinking, or just let the thoughts exist in their own simplicity, radical simplicity, without any real bearing on who you are, what you are, just thoughts. Maybe this way you can be easier to just be with the simplicity of breathing. and thoughts can just be in the background. Nothing to be concerned with. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to take a few breaths to breathe in the simplicity of just being alive, just being here. Simplicity of being present. Beyond the ideas, thoughts, judgments, associations the mind makes about being alive, being here. Breathing into the fullness of our simplicity, the suchness of just being here, and not narrowing ourselves down to some particular aspect of our life, suchness of just being. And in that suchness of being, to welcome in now thoughts and images, ideas of other people, people you know, people that you'll encounter on the neighborhood, communities, places of work, people you don't know around the world, people who struggle and suffer around all kinds of things, including this idea of self and minds racing and minds that don't rest in the suchness of their being. And then let your care, your love, extend out into the world of other people. And may your ability to be calmly, simply present be a source of kindness, care for others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free.